With more than 5 million hectares of land having been burnt this fire season, wildlife has been left without habitat, food and water. Many of the animals that have survived need treatment for their injuries. And as Sarah Sedgi reports, Australians across the country are rallying to help them.
As the bushfire emergency has escalated across Australia, so too have efforts to help the millions of animals in affected areas. Derek Knox is from the Animal Rescue Collective.
When the fires hit in the north coast of New South Wales and in Queensland, we really just started up there in getting supplies and support to people that were on the grounds. But it got very big very fast because it needed to be. So the work that we're doing now is across five states. We're shipping, it's about 70 ton of product. And when I say product, I mean macropod pellets, things that feed kangaroos, food, hay, water, you name it, it's being put onto a truck and sent somewhere in Australia.
The Animal Rescue Collective has mobilised a small army of helpers, setting up hubs across the country for people to drop off supplies and recruiting volunteer drivers to take the supplies to where they are needed.
So one of the saddest first things we had to do was provide assistance with getting supplies for euthanasian animals in the field. Whatever has survived, if they cannot be saved, they need to be euthanized. Then once they actually get in and they do that, whatever has survived, what's healthy, they're getting into the vet and they're getting help. And that might not always be things like kangaroos. That could be cows, could be horses, could be anything that's actually in those areas. The injuries are extensive. The injuries are fire-related, smoke-related, everything else-related. A lot of the animals don't survive, but the ones that do just have nothing to eat, and that's the next big problem we face.
With so much land destroyed, there's not enough grass, seeds and other food for wildlife. Researchers from the University of Sydney estimate that 480 million mammals, birds and reptiles have been killed this bushfire season in New South Wales alone. The fires have compounded the crisis many animals were already facing. For example, the flying fox, which have been found starving and dehydrated in larger numbers in New South Wales and Queensland because of heat and drought conditions. Derek Knox says thousands of people are busy making wraps for orphaned baby bats, known as pups.
The community has been really, really good. There's about 20,000 people in there who are literally just making things like bat wraps, jelly pouches, kangaroo pouches and all sorts of consumables and supplies all day. So it sounds like that's not a lot, but one of the call-outs we had the other day was for 3,000 bat wraps. The size of the scale of this is enormous. And so you need something to put the bats into while you're feeding them, so you wrap them in a bat wrap.
Tim Faulkner is the president of not-for-profit conservation organisation Aussie Ark. He's been making regular trips to the Greater Barrington Tops region north of Sydney and is alarmed by what he's seen.
It's really devastating out there and at times disheartening. Many of the areas that I've been to are at imminent risk of fire, but through, you know, realistically just luck, they haven't burnt yet. The Greater Barrington is under threat as we speak, but the areas that haven't been directly impacted by fire are still impacted phenomenally by drought. The effects to animals are out of this world. You've got the lack of water, but when fire's been through, without rain, it's really hard for the bush to regenerate. So you've got no food. And whether that's, you know, fresh shoots for the wallabies or flowing nutrients coming down the stream for the turtles. You know, it's really, really confronting.
Tim Faulkner from Aussie Ark, ending Sarah Sedgi's report.